song.
Nas and Kadri aside from this, okay? Still, why don't we do a little reset ahead of Game 3 of the Bruins-Leafs series, which goes tonight at the Air Canada Center. Oh, Scotiabank Arena. I knew I'd do that eventually. Think about this for a minute, shall we? Got a split in Boston, right? Including a first game that might have been the Leafs' best game in weeks. Your goaltender, Freddie Anderson, has had two strong games. And weren't we saying a while ago that the whole key to this series was going to be Freddie Anderson and can he outplay Tuukka Rask? Even on a loss, Freddie Anderson looked the way he looks when he's at his best. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, look, I get that Kadri's potential and justly deserved suspension is the talking point in the city this morning. And yeah, at some point, we do need to have a discussion about whether Nazem Kadri's brain is writing checks this organization can't cash. But you know what? That's what the offseason's for. So let's talk about the series a bit. I mean, I'm way more upset, frankly, with the no-shows of Austin Matthews and John Tavares in Game 2 than I am about Kadri's rush of blood to the head. And, God, don't even get me started on William Nylander. But on balance, I'm okay with what I've seen through two games. Or I guess to put it another way, I honestly feel a little better than I thought I would coming out of Boston. Now, the Leafs have been true to regular season form, brilliant and completely and utterly disengaged. I mean, it is amazing how they can turn it on and turn it off. But again, they've had good goaltending. They received a transformational playoff performance from Mitch Marner in Game 1. And if you can stop whining about Nazem Kadri for a minute, seems as if the Leafs have actually started to collect some bodies, right? I mean, Torrey Krug will be a huge loss for Boston if he's hurt or not completely healthy. And Jake Muzzin threw the type of body check we've been dying to see from a Leaf. And, you know, even let's just see what Jake DeBrusque feels like after Kadri's cheap shot. I mean, I hate to be bloodthirsty, but if you can remove yourself from the whole Kadri thing, it seems to me that the Leafs actually appear to have taken a bigger physical bite out of the Bruins than vice versa. And, you know, who knows? There might be an opportunity here. Look, I've said I think William Nylander needs to be a center. I like him there. I think he's more engaged there than he is on the wing. And he's likely going to get a chance tonight as the Leafs' third-line center in Kadri's absence. Now, yes, it's going to get interesting when Sean Crowley gets back, likely for Game 4. But, you know, isn't that what these playoffs are all about? We'll know who's built for the long haul after this series. Boy, will we ever. But in the meantime, I guess what I just want us to do is just hang in there for a while. I mean, I'm really certain we haven't seen the most dramatic part of this series yet.